This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site.
Bards, the original sorghum malt beer.
And BetDSI.com, bet on MMA and get a 20% discount.
MMA Nuts, episode 92. My name's Inga Weigold.
And I'm Matt Griffiths, speaking at a medium pace.
Nice.
Not fast, not slow, just right.
Just
like
right.
Porridge. Some people like porridge, like Goldilocks, Three Bears. Fuck. They like beds and you know, like porridge and stuff.
I know porridge, but you know, the other Goldilocks, you lost me.
So this is the MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes, and this is the first in a long time we're actually taping the recap the minute after the UFC 143 broadcast ended.
No bullshit.
No, and we've been waiting for the press conference to start, but apparently
it just started.
It just started.
And then it just shit out, and then it just tried to feed me another 30-second commercial. Hey, speaking of commercials, did you notice something at the UFC today? Like, was it a little ad-heavy?
This segment sponsored by Budweiser. This round sponsored by
Depends. You say this minute sponsored by Cornhusker or whatever.
This comment from Joe Rogan Corn sponsored nuts. By?
Yeah, this
I mean, everything was comment. Sponsored by something. It was ridiculous.
Does that mean the UFCs aren't selling so well, so we're going to sell out to a fucking world?
I think they're capitalizing on every dollar possible.
Hey, I totally respect that. It just seemed a little over the top, because even some of those advertisers got, like, crunch sound, like the corn nut.
Oh, yeah, corn nuts.
He's cracking a couple balls or something, whatever they do.
Well, you know, part of the UFC on Fox deal, I think, is probably Fox is learning from the UFC, and the UFC is learning from Fox. And this seems awfully eerie, like what a network television station would do.
Yeah. That's what happened.
With marketing.
They and got think, their fingers in
yeah, the... Yeah, UFC is like, oh, good idea. Let's put shit everywhere. I mean, corn nuts. Seriously? Who the fuck eats corn nuts
you would
anymore?
Never see
I haven't
that.
Eaten those in like 20 years.
What happened to Mickey's? I want to get stung every once in a while.
Yeah, I should bust that back out. I drank Mickey's like, what, 65 episodes ago?
God.
Something
that's
like
so
that.
Bad.
I should bust that back out. That's a springtime drink.
It makes me ill to think about Mickey's.
Yeah?
Yeah, didn't you ever drink those as a child?
No.
Me neither. I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Like say you were
like when I
younger.
Was underage, I never drank Mickey's. No, I don't even drink underage ever.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. I'm just saying, you happen to get your hands on those.
Then you
it was
might
like
get
little
stung.
You ever have like Little Kings?
What the fuck's that?
And another like little, I don't know if it was a malt beer, but it was like 7 ounce bottles or something funky. Was it funky size?
No, Boone's Farm was popular when I was.
Oh, yeah, Boone's Farm, motherfucker. Hell yeah.
Maybe.
A little Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, no, not that.
You never went Mad Dog?
No, I did, but.
That's bad
no,
news.
That
don't,
stuff
don't
made me ill.
That.
I didn't throw up from it, but I felt really sick after drinking that little, 50, was it a 50-50 bottle or whatever you call that, Mad Dog?
It was like his own specialty bottle. It was nasty. It
had a weird size, you know?
Yeah, or you just do Everclear. We used to drink that. Mm-mm. It's not good for
I've
you.
Had it a couple times.
Like 190 proof
yeah.
or some shit. It's like moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
I had it mixed with Mountain Dew. It just took like one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was set for a while.
I used
up.
To get a different drunk off of that. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Versus beer and that.
You don't give a shit drunk?
Yeah.
That's what tequila does
like
to me.
Bad shit's happening and someone wakes up and their ass is bleeding and
okay.
hopefully it is you. Or it's not you. Well, I don't know. Things can go awry real quick when you're on the Everclear train, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to tail back before we get too crazy.
Rewind.
I want to talk about the UFC Undisputed 3 game, because I did
Ooh.
Play the demo, and I put some harsh time in on it.
Okay.
First question, why is Vanderlei Silva such a pussy in the game?
I don't
he
know.
Should be the axe murderer, and Quentin Rampage Jackson beats the shit out of me on easy. I can't fucking work it. And I got soccer kicked.
Maybe you suck at the game.
I don't know about that. I'm pretty good with John Jones, but he's
okay.
also probably the best fighter
yeah.
in the game. You could probably get away with some shit.
It's like saying you're good with Michael Jordan. You know, it's not really fair.
Hey,
it
is what
it
is. So impressions were it's pretty fucking good. I like Pride Rules. I like soccer kicks. I like when you knock a dude out and you can go down and follow him up with a few more shots. Pretty neat. And then the guys flow. Like, all the combinations are flowing. It makes sense. Like, it's left, right, left, whatever. And then if you're playing as John Jones, he's throwing spinning elbows. And
there's a move, like a combination button thing you can do for that kind of spinning elbow?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pressing shit. Shit's getting too real. I dropped a forearm shiver a la Dan Henderson on Michael Bisping.
Nice.
You can hit people after you've knocked them the fuck
awesome.
Out.
Awesome.
So that's always a bonus.
Do they have broken arms in submissions and shit?
Well, I read someone, I think, posted on our Facebook that said they threw a leg kick and it got checked and they broke their own leg and lost by TKO.
Ouch.
So.
Did they actually show it like rubber?
I don't know. And
that's
I didn't see
gross.
It. But it looks pretty impressive. I'm in. I'm waiting. I want some Pride Rules.
Getting some
with
video
some,
game action.
Some more fucking fighters is what I'm trying to say. Nice. More fighters. Pride All Rules. Right. Pride Rules.
The career mode is supposed to have an update too, which I had fun with last time. Mm. So I'd like to make my own fighters. It'd be sweet if you can play with those guys. This game needs to have that option where I can put
What's
my
that?
Fighter on a memory card and bring him over here.
Yeah.
You know?
What the fuck was that about? Like, it was two of them, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't do that. Like, that's such nonsense. Like, so, here, you can use mine.
And hopefully they fixed the online mode. That's what really turned me off from the last game. Like, online,
like,
it was bullshit.
Cheating and glitching.
Yeah.
Hack!
You know, guys bring guys in with, like, a stat of, like, 119% or something crazy. Like, it's just stupid. So hopefully they fixed all that.
Masturbating skills, 301. Reverse gripping.
Yeah, nice.
It's top notch.
Excellent.
Forearm strength. Off the charts.
1,000.
Goddamn right.
Out of 100. So, yeah, looking forward to it. Comes out February 12th, I believe.
Is that right? Yeah. Not the 14th?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It's coming out real quick.
Yeah.
2 weeks. 2 weeks! And then what'd you think about this new intro for the UFC? Gladiator got retired. He's going in the Hall of Fame at some point.
Nice.
We'll be on our site. So he's retired. Now they do this fancy fucking... Wheels
cool
and deals,
video
bring in like a composer and whatnot to try
I
to
like the visuals. Deal. I hated the music.
I will agree with that.
It needed more energy. But I guess maybe it makes sense because they led up to, what is that band? Skillet?
Stem. Skillet. Red Skillet. Cook your beans.
That is a band.
Fry your
it's
fish brains.
Skillet, but it's a different band. What's it called again?
Stem,
okay. Yeah, they had to lead up to that. So yeah. It was like they had this epic music and these crazy. I mean, you got Brock Lesnar, Hoyce Gracie was in there.
Yeah,
fucking
Ken
Shamrock, which I'm surprised
Tito,
they put him
Chuck.
In there. Yeah. It's kind of surprising they put Shamrock in there after all the bullshit him and Dana has gone through. And even right now in the media, he's talking a lot of trash about fighter salaries and stuff. But, yeah, it was cool. But maybe the
music sucked.
It sucked. Sorry.
I felt like I got gay after watching it, just from the music. The visuals were awesome, but the music was like,
yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Because it goes back to the watching the prelims on FX, where you still have that stupid music, the football music.
Oh,
you can't dial me in yet.
Stupid
robots.
Should I find that? Fox music.
Yeah.
We get copyrighted.
Fucking eats ass is what I'm trying to say.
Fox eats ass?
No, the way they present the product to me. We already had a presentation. Now you're changing how you deliver it to me. I don't like it. I like it delivered the same way. I like consistency. Fucking bitch. What a bitch. Look, now it's football time, Ingo. I don't give a fuck.
Super Bowl
that is
tomorrow,
football.
Today, whenever this is released.
It's football.
I don't know. I don't like that music. It reminds me of NFL football. But whatever.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. What else you got?
Oh, well, nothing. We can start talking about the fight.
UFC 143 just happened. Pretty awesome.
Let's start with Herb Dean. The guy is off his game.
He's been off a few cards now.
I think.
He may no longer be the best referee in MMA.
No, he's getting back out there. Because he had a stretch there where he wasn't good. He wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got to the top, and now he's slipping a little bit.
Slipped a bit. Maybe the honeys. He's spending too much time in hot tubs. Not enough time, like, refereeing.
Yeah, he's dialing it in. But how do you take 2 points off of a guy for unintentional kicks to the balls? I know they hit square. I know they hit flush. I know that guy took a shitload of time to recover, but 2 points, he lost the fight for the guy. I could see 1 point. 1 point makes sense, but two, I don't know if that's ever happened before. I've never seen it, at least in the UFC.
I have it on tape at home. I missed that because I was on the way here.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch that. So it was not one plus one. It was like something happened and something.
Yeah,
no
like in the first, I don't know if it was the first round, he kicked him in the balls and it was fucking hard because you heard his cup pop and then they had to replay it so you could hear it pop again. Oh. And he went down. He dropped instantly. Like okay. He got like a shot to the liver, like a liver shot. But
dropped
instant
like a
drop.
Rock.
Yeah. And then it was like the second, I think it was the second round, you got another one, and then another 3 to 4 minutes, and then he takes the 2 points off. So you can't win a fight if you're losing, you're giving up two points. And I thought he had won every single round. Fucking Bruce Leroy.
Bruce Leroy!
He got shafted.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm sure he won't get...
he ain't gonna get cut, but...
Oh, yeah. Repeated kicks to the groin is what the decision says against Edwin Figueroa.
Yeah.
Too bad. You know, there's another fight on the undercard. Dan Stidgin. That fucking crazy knockout kick on.
Yeah, your front leg knockout.
Yeah,
and
Thompson just
down.
Jacked his ass right in the neck.
Yeah.
I think that won KO of the night.
It should have. He went down like he was in a fucking UFC game. Like he got shot head first.
Pretty badass.
Like, oh, I thought he could walk that one off, but he well, did it like I played a UFC game now. And
coming in for
give
more.
Give him a couple for good measure.
Just to make sure.
You're damn right. Okay. If the ref's not stopping it, you got to make sure he's out, even when his eyes are rolling in the back of his head.
Yeah.
He could be playing possum and go,
could be.
Can't take a chance.
Like Verdum?
Yeah. You can't take a chance,
playing
man.
Playing the possum?
Yes.
What else we got? So prelim cards. You want to talk about the main card?
Yeah, let's get right into it.
All right, so just before we change slides, because yeah. You're going to get into the three fights, I just want to say Ed Herman was getting his ass kicked, and then he did some crazy voodoo shit.
He adjusted. He adjusted.
Did some judo, jiu-jitsu,
trip.
Takedown trip thing.
Trip.
And then ended up getting
submit.
The rear naked choke second round after getting the shit knocked out.
Short fuse.
Yeah, wins. So thought that was pretty impressive.
It was.
That may win submission of the night. I'm not sure.
It could.
Was it the mounted triangle armbar by Poirier?
That one would probably win.
Yeah, that was good too. But all right, go ahead. You can do your slide because I know you're waiting. You have a slide ready. You're going to go right into it. Josh Koscheck, Mike Pierce, what do you think?
I think someone overlooked somebody.
Me?
No.
Oh.
No, Koscheck. I think he didn't quite look like he fully prepared.
You?
Yes.
It bothers him when it's small.
Well, it's very small on screen.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And
I'm not going to touch that. I won't touch it.
Actually, it adds 15 pounds to
yeah.
it.
So it's 15 pounds. Yeah, I mean, you know, Pierce
see,
came in
better.
With a game plan, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of boring. I
not
mean,
your favorite
not
kind
lie.
Of game plan, right?
It's like get you up against the cage, and who was reffing that one again? It was Herb Dean, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a problem with Josh Koscheck because Pierce was able to just lay on the cage that first round and pretty much do nothing
grind.
At times. He was doing
yep.
nothing, just laying on him. And then I don't know if it was the second or third round where Koscheck accidentally pokes him in the eye, and that kind of set Herb off on like some hate. As soon as Koscheck got Pierce
fuck
in the
Koscheck.
Same position, he's like, work! You gotta work! All right, break
it
up!
Break it up, yep.
What the hell? You gotta, again, it goes back to consistency. Do what you do for one, you gotta do for the other.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree. Something was up Herb Dean's ass tonight.
It wasn't a tongue, like a sweet tongue?
No. Maybe it was, and like he didn't like it. He was
well,
like, I
could
don't
have been
like
a 15-pound cow tongue. You just work that up there.
I don't know.
I don't know how you do that.
This is terrible.
You probably would have thought first. No, you don't want to take
a frozen cow tongue
up the ass.
Jam it up your ass like a popsicle.
Ooh. Is that
on a stick?
Wait, that's a meat popsicle again.
Yeah, there you go.
Damn it. I'll bring it back.
Bringing it back to meat popsicle.
Fuck yeah. It's like bacon.
What, cow tongue?
No, a meat popsicle. Oh. Frozen bacon.
Oh, frozen bacon. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all good.
You eat frozen bacon, not
I
me.
I did. I ate it last night.
Not me.
We had some. It was fucking
nice.
Awesome.
It's craziness.
You get all the fat, and it's delicious. It's pre-cooked, so you're not getting raw salmonella, E. coli, all that good diarrhea-type Africa water.
Okay.
So
Africa know. Water.
Nice. Oh, what'll happen malaria. If you drink that?
Fucking AIDS in the HIV.
Get the HIV. Right, the HIV can't even kill me. What are you talking about?
You are the HIV.
I am. So where else were we going with this fight?
Well, I mean, you hit it on the head, I think. Josh Koscheck didn't look like he took Riddle seriously. And
Pierce.
Sorry.
You're good.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
How did I start with Riddle?
Because he was fighting earlier on the card. Oh,
my brain's fucked up. It's too late. Yeah, Pierce. Totally different body styles. We were talking like, you know, Koscheck is the chiseled, you know, guy, and Pierce is more of a pudgy, like looks like a brawler type dude. And, you know, he came in with a good game plan, yeah. I thought. Fight was pretty close. Pretty close. I think you could say there is a possibility Riddle again. Fucking Riddle. Pierce Ritalin. May have won. Ritalin. I need some Ritalin. may have won that fight, but Koscheck was getting booed post-fight a lot.
Yeah, do you think he's the most hated fighter in the UFC?
Might be. Him and Bisping. Toss-up.
Maybe they should fight.
Is that what you're thinking? Koscheck moves up to 85?
I think, well, that's the thing. For him to stay at 170, I don't think that makes sense anymore.
No.
I think he's at that point, too, where kind of like GSP, where you pretty much fought everybody at that weight class. And like, fuck it, go
not
up to
not John Fitch.
No, that's never going to happen. So I think Koscheck moves up to 185 and give him, like, fucking Vitor, Belfort, or who was the other person
Mike
I was
Bisping.
Talking about? Yeah, Bisping.
Have him in business.
All those
fight.
Guys.
Why not? Do it up. I like it.
Dial it in. And then have Pierce fight Fitch. Like, let them do some
do
shit.
Do their own, play their own game plans against each other.
Yeah.
Let's see. Two wall installers.
A war of attrition.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Done.
Dig it.
Moving right along.
Moving right along. Shortest show ever.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, Nelson versus Verdum. Man.
So, go ahead.
Well, the takeaway from this fight for me was is I was impressed by Nelson's stand-up in the Overeem fight, and then he came in tonight.
You were impressed with Verdum's stand-up in the Overeem.
This is a problem.
I'm here. Here.
We worry. Should not do the show.
You're drinking this fucking cider over here again.
Shit.
You're like about choked on it and fucking spit it all up earlier.
Sorry. I was impressed with Verdum's stand-up in the Overeem fight.
Okay.
Okay. So unprofessional. Sorry, guys.
Fucking don't worry about it. You're fine.
And in this fight against Nelson,
yeah,
okay, I thought his stand-up looked really good. He came in with a great strategy.
Yeah, it was kind of impressive to see him using that clinch pretty effectively. And I think anybody you hit with those knees besides Roy Nelson is going to take a little dirt nap for a little while.
Probably. Messed Nelson's face up. I mean, yeah, bloodied him up real good. It got a little sloppy at the end.
Yeah. Oh, remember when he slipped early? Nelson slipped early, and fucking Verdum had his back.
I thought it was over.
Like,
I
mean, oh no, they're both dry. This is bad. Yeah. I don't want it that this way.
Yep. But Nelson ended up getting out, got back to his feet. And, you know, maybe it was better if he didn't, because he wouldn't have taken all that punishment.
He took so much punishment. Yeah. I mean, it's awesome that this guy is tough enough. I just want to see him. He didn't look like he could get off. That was the problem. Like, he never seemed to really be able to throw that right hand. And Verdum just kind of kept him off balance. And, like, he was using a lot of kicks, a lot of knees. But the thing at the end of the day was his clinch work and those fucking knees.
Yeah.
Devastating.
Brutal. Yep.
So, once again, he's proving this myth of first fight in the UFC, or at least second time around. He's crushing it for me. I don't like that so much.
Verdum.
Yeah.
No, who else? I forgot.
Nick did it, too.
Yeah, Nick.
But I picked him to win.
Beat BJ Penn.
Yeah. So.
So, speaking of fights.
Who's going to fight who here?
Yeah, what's up for Verdum after this fine display of stand-up and groundwork when it hit the ground, kind of
a
little bit of action? What do you think's next for him?
I think him and Frank Mir have a little date to tussle here.
Yeah.
I think we got a good stylistic matchup.
Yeah.
Both guys that can hang on the feet, and we'll see what happens when that shit hits the ground, because Mir's breaking shit.
Yeah. I'd love to see that. And I think there was a little bit of back and forth in the weeks leading up to this fight, too, between them. Like, Mir said Werdum has the best jiu-jitsu in the heavyweight division, and I think Werdum said that about him. So mm-hmm. they're both kind of like sucking each other
suck
off.
My cock, I'll suck your cock too.
Yeah, yeah. So it makes sense. I mean, you know, they're in the right. We're coming off a big win. Werdum coming back, trying to make a title run.
Yes.
You know, I still would love to see him in Overeem rematch.
Yeah, at some point, as long as he doesn't keep trying to pull guard and gas himself out to the point where he can't even get up.
Yeah, Werdum needs to work on his cardio. I think that's just going to be...
Yeah, that was the one weakness. We saw it again in this fight where it was like towards the midway of the second round because you're delivering so much punishment on a guy. He just keeps taking it and taking it. Like, fuck, I'm getting tired.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Bad shit can happen, though, when that happens.
These things happen in MMA, sir.
Yeah, speaking of Gus Johnson, where is that?
I don't know.
I miss my lipsticked man.
It's coming, man. March 3rd. Ronda Rousey fighting, was it Miesha Tate?
Sure.
Yeah, they're going to get down. I'm sure Gus Johnson will be there in full effect, lipstick and all. So, what about Roy Nelson? What do you think's up with this guy? I mean, he's dropped a bunch of weight. He's looked good.
Zeke's improving.
Yeah. You know?
He was born in the USA.
Yeah. I mean, you know, his body style is looking a little bit more svelte.
Yeah, damn right. I think he needs. Here's the thing. No, he's proven he's tough, but it's like he's got to. I don't know if he can. Not that he needs to evolve, but he's got to come with something else besides just being tough.
Right.
Because taking this kind of punishment, this is not the first time or the second time. Like, this reminded me of almost, like, the Dos Santos fight where he took so much punishment. Yeah. Like, fuck, man.
Got his ass kicked in that fight, too.
Yeah, the guy couldn't finish him, but he couldn't do anything. Like, he couldn't get off in this fight. So, I think you give him someone like a Shane Carwin.
Everybody's fighting for Carwin.
Hey, it's a winnable fight is all I'm saying. His first fight back is pretty winnable is all I'm saying.
Yeah, Carwin's old. I don't know that he may not come back.
That's true.
Yeah, he's pretty old.
See, that's why
we like to see him fight everybody. But what about Roy Nelson versus Mike Russell?
That's fine. Russell's still undefeated in the UFC. Mm-hmm. I'm down with that. I just want Russell to get a fucking named fighter.
Yeah,
he's 4-0. Maybe all his fights aren't that exciting, but he's top 10 now. Deal with it.
Top 10 bitches.
The most lethal hammer fist in the world.
He hit him with a broken
arm. I know it was broken, but it was epic nonetheless.
Craziness.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Fucking late.
It's way too late.
It's late.
It's going to be interesting how this turns out. If it turns
It'll
out.
Turn right. out awesome. It always turns out awesome.
Are we recording?
Weird. Yeah, it'll be awesome. I don't see a red dot. Oh, my God.
It's a good thing we're not taping live.
So.
Yes.
We're moving right along?
Yeah.
To what?
Sponsor!
Woo!
We have MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site, featuring the latest fighters, trends, and brands. They sell one item per day until it's sold, beginning at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific.
Why don't they deliver times to me in Central? Why does everyone give it to me in Eastern and Pacific, and then I got to be the smart guy to figure it out?
I still think the Central time zone is the best one.
It's in the middle. Just tell us what time it is, and then let everybody else figure it out.
Everyone goes by Eastern. That's why it's like the starting point.
Stupid.
You can work backwards from there. Anyways, check them out. MMAHQ.com, BJJHQ.com, and also MartialArtsSupply.com. Also, we have BetDSI.com.
That's right.
Where you can bet on MMA and many other things, including the Super Bowl, which may or may not happen already by the time the show releases.
True.
So hopefully you go there and you bet big on the winners.
And win big.
And win big.
You got to bet big to win big?
If it's legal in your country.
Depends where you bet.
That's right.
I don't know anything.
Go big or go home. That's my motto.
That's damn right.
So check them out. BetDSI. And last but not least, as Matt gingerly sips his...
So delicious. A Bards beer, craft beer, happens to be gluten free. You go to bardsbeer.com, find a retailer or location near you. Enjoy a fresh, tasty beverage. Don't mind if I do.
I don't always drink beer, when I drink beer, I drink Bards.
Right. It's delicious.
You know?
I do know.
You know that commercial? I don't always drink Dos Equis. Oh no, we have
what
to.
What
happened with this fight? Lots of controversy, sir.
Well,
lots of controversy. Let's just discuss this. Apparently, online there is a general feeling of that it's possible that who officially won the fight did not win the fight. So what say you, sir?
I say Carlos Condit won this all day long.
All day?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you this. I doubled down on my bets on Carlos Condit based on the fucking primetime special where they kept trying to hype this fucking GSP Nick Diaz fight. Mm-hmm. I figured, oh, this is going to be extra motivation for him. So I doubled down. I'm just saying, if I was a betting man, and I was, that you can win sometimes. So what my other takeaways from this fight, Condit had a hell of a game plan. He knew he shouldn't be put up against a cage. He had to get out. And is that running away? No, that's no fucking Caleb Starnes. I don't care what you call that. Did they score leg kicks for the first time in, I think, UFC history? They fucking A, right? They
did. Well, they should have, because apparently Condit broke a record of some sort. It was
I started the fight. I'm like, let's count the leg kicks. One, two. I got to about 10. I'm like, this is enough.
It's a lot of leg
kicks. He's winning the war of attrition.
Yes.
And you could tell that his game plan, is, I think you even said it too. It's like the first couple rounds, obviously, it was Diaz who was kind of imposing his game plan, his will. He was making Condit go backwards. Condit didn't look comfortable. And then by round three, it looked like he settled in and then started to take control. Leg kicks working. Everything seems to be working. And then I had the first two for Diaz. I had the last three for Condit. I don't care if that little take him down at the end of the fifth round where Diaz gets his back. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Condit did enough in that round to win it, in my book. And what's with the bitch slap? He bitch slapped.
He did. Sometime in the third or fourth.
So open hand is bitch, backhand is pimp.
Pimp. Backhand is always the pimp slap.
Nice. Yes. I needed clarification on that earlier. Yeah. I wasn't quite sure, but yeah. You know, I thought it was just Condit fought a smart fight, and he looked pretty damn fresh after going five rounds because there was a lot of movement.
Yeah. I mean, they were all over the place.
Yeah.
Backwards, sideways, forward. I mean, for Condit, the credit I give to him is that, you know, you watch a lot of fights and you see these fighters start out with a game plan, and as soon as shit goes bad, you know, they have a bad round or whatever, they throw it all out the window and it becomes a slugfest or, you know, whatever. So the Condit, I thought, lost the first two rounds, and you know, he was losing, and it was starting to look like a regular Nick Diaz fight, like him pushing the pace, putting guys up against the cage, working his game or whatever. But at some point, I think in the late second, early third, I noticed like Condit was starting to feel a little more confident maybe, and he was kind of getting out of the way of being pushed in the cage. And when Nick was coming forward, he was slipping, and when Nick was moving back, like he was attacking him. So it was kind of like whatever Nick wanted to do, Condit was doing the opposite.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you said it. Like, hey, he's getting to Diaz because Diaz started doing his crazy, you know.
What? Come on, bitch. What the fuck?
Yeah. Because he's like trying to get guys to brawl with him, you know, and Condit wanted no part of it. You can call it running if you want, but, I mean, it's just a good game plan, I think.
Yeah, I had no problem. Like, I don't understand why people were booing. Like, this is a chess match.
They wanted to see a, you know, brawl, but, you know.
It wasn't the most epic of fights, but to me, I was still entertained by it.
I was.
It's like, who's going to make the first mistake, right? Yeah. I think you said that.
And Condit, I mean, is there anything he didn't hit him with? I mean, knees,
he
elbows.
Tried everything. You can't say he doesn't
kicks,
try to finish.
I mean, it was a crescent kicks, fucking whatever. He was trying it all. So, I mean, they're both tough guys. I could argue that the last round went to Diaz because of that takedown at the end and the attempted submission, which was like the only one of the whole fight, really. You know, basic, the true danger on the ground.
Mm.
So maybe Diaz won, but I have no problem with Condit winning the decision officially. The only thing I say is that two judges scored it 49-46, which that seems crazy.
Yeah.
So there's no way Condit won four
rounds now.
Yeah. No, not four. Three, I would say, sure, either fighter, but nobody won four rounds. So that's Cecil Peoples was there. He was one of the judges that scored.
The guy's on top of his game. What can I say?
Apparently. And, you know, the crowd booed, and Diaz said he's retiring. We'll see what, you know.
What's with the second grade mentality? from Diaz.
If I can't win, then I don't want to play.
I'm going to take all my toys and go home.
Like, bye.
So I said you should fucking be like Happy Gilmore and just go back to school.
Go back to school.
Take 2 weeks and fucking go through each grade again.
Should he get a white belt and start going like roll at some school that nobody knows about?
Well, it just doesn't seem like he's quite fully matured. I mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
I've said fucking don't give him the mic. Serious and joking at the same time. Get a goddamn cardboard cutout. Just put Joe Rogan behind it and let him interview himself post-fight, because that was a pretty disrespectful display right there.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like him as a fighter, don't like his antics.
Yeah.
So, is he really going to retire? No. He's not going to retire.
He's just talking shit.
Pissed off in the moment.
He's mad. And, it is what it is.
So here's the problem, though, since GSP is going to be out till when? Like November?
Or later, even, yeah.
Who the hell does Condit fight next?
Nick Diaz?
A rematch of epic proportions?
Yes.
I don't know.
They could do it again. They could throw him on a free card.
I don't want to see that fight
Not
again.
Not a pay-per-view, but throw him on, like, the UFC Fox 3 or Fox 4. I'm sure they're having a couple of those events. No. Thumbs down. Who do you?
Yeah, I'm gonna yawn on that one. Sorry.
Oh, I'm gonna yawn. It's like, oh, he's putting him to sleep. He doesn't like that idea.
It's tough. Like, I gotta just say, I think the only person available actually is like Hendricks. Is he worthy of a title shot? You know,
Johnny Hendricks.
Debatable. He just beat John Fitch, right? John Fitch was number two. In my book, Hendricks is a solid nine still. So I don't know who else you move up, or do you have Penn come back? But Penn just lost.
Well,
to Diaz.
We talked about Penn as an option. There was one more guy in there,
because everybody else is tied up. That's the problem at 170. Pretty much all the top 10 guys.
Yeah.
Unless you're gonna do Koscheck.
I mean,
and
yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, because that performance against Pierce.
No.
I was expecting a hell of a lot more, but.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's the fight you make. Do you make Koscheck in him? Is that sellable? Is it fun to watch?
Well, I'd rather have two guys that have never fought GSP fight each other for a chance to fight GSP than a guy who's already fought him once, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to see Koscheck GSP 3. That doesn't make any sense. So, to be determined. We'll see what happens.
TBD. And the press conference is happening right now. Some shit could come out. I'm telling you, I got a weird vibe because the thing didn't start for like 40 minutes after the event already. And
tell me there was a brawl.
Something happened.
Running around with their dicks
I keep checking my iPad here seeing if there's any news, but I don't see anything. So apparently all is well, but I have some strange feeling that some weird shit happened.
Oh, I'm sure it all worked out.
If the Mandalay Bay is on fire right now, sorry.
It all works out.
We're in Chicago. We had nothing to do with it. So, well, very good. Overall, UFC 143, what did you think as an event?
Again, I like some of the prelim fights that I got to see. I'm getting kind of spoiled. I don't know. It was kind of like, maybe like a 5.5. Maybe a 6. I don't know. Wasn't stellar. It was just kind of middle of the road.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It's in there, but not great.
Yes.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. So it's late. I have no viewer mail.
What? Wait.
Okay. No viewer mail. Flip. Are you?
I clicked.
Clicking. Oh, it's going back.
Watch this. I go back in time. So speaking of Diaz, got it. I don't know. I'm just waiting for it to go the other way, but apparently
sponsors.
It's going
the right
go
direction.
Forward and
it's
reverse.
One of those crazy nights. We had to get this done. I've been traveling all week. I'm tired. I want to take
tomorrow
off.
Where'd you go? You were at American Top Team.
Oh, yeah, about the shirt. That's right. I trained there one night. Pretty cool place. I took some video. I'll probably overlay so you guys can see. If you're in the Florida area, Coconut Creek, check out that gym. It's pretty awesome. It's huge. Huge place. Everything's new. Great atmosphere. Great coaches. They had like 5 black belts teaching the class, and then there was like all these, you know, brown belts and purples, and I mean, there's some serious grapplers in there, and it's a nice gym, so you should check it out. And tomorrow's the Super Bowl, or today, or whenever you're watching this, so we're going to be chilling, and any knowledge before
we go? Just a little bit. I'm sure you got some knowledge, too, but I'll talk about Comcast and how fucking stupid these people are. This is my rant time.
Oh, no.
Watch out. So...
I'm ready.
You know, we get these pay-per-views, and we got to pay, and I like to use a business credit card to pay off said business pay-per-view UFC expenses.
Because we like to buy the pay-per-view here.
Yeah.
We
don't I don't know anything about illegal streaming unless it's on Fuel TV. Don't know what that's about. I think that's legal.
I'm not sure.
I was looking for a ruling from the judges. He says it's not sure.
It's questionable, Matt.
It's a gray area, but I think you're all right. All right. We're gravy then.
Yes.
So these fucking people at Comcast, I call in because I want to make a credit card payment. I'm talking to this lady, and I had made a credit card payment last month, and they took it over a phone. So she proceeds to tell me that, well, I can take your credit card payment, but that's going to cost you $3.99 because you're talking to a person.
Nice.
I'm like, well, I just did this last month. This is kind of ironic. Like, isn't that supposed to be what you're supposed to do? Like, you're here to help me? And she didn't see the irony on that, and I about lost my shit. Because then she tells me that I got to call back in and talk to the automated system to put it in because she can't do her job or something.
Even though you're already on the phone and the only thing she had left to get from you was the physical number? It's retarded.
Yeah. And then we proceeded to look at my bill and noticed that I had returned one of their cable boxes and then I was just rocking a free box. But they're still charging me for the old box and it got returned like a month ago. And of course, it took them 30 minutes to figure out how to get those charges back. And then, of course, what do? They turn off one of my boxes because they thought that was the box that got returned. Fucking idiots. That's all I got to say.
They are dumb.
So I was going to ask you, because I heard you had a good flight experience out there, like with Spirit. What was going on with them?
Oh, Jesus.
Might as
Christ.
Well just make this the rant 10 minutes.
Never, ever fly Spirit Airlines. Ever, trust me.
Yeah.
Okay, I bought tickets to Florida, to Miami, thinking, okay, I should have known because it was like $100 cheaper than anything else, okay? Like, this is sweet. I booked, yeah, like last minute flight. I had to go down there for business. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I get to the airport, and then I bring a small carry-on. It's only a couple days, you mm-hmm. know? I have a little carry-on bag, and I go to check in. I try to get into line security. She's like, oh, wait a minute, sir. I'm like, what's the problem? She goes, well, we have to charge you for the bag. I'm like, I'm carrying it on. She goes, yes, I know. We have a carry-on charge.
Oh.
$40 for a carry-on. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Both ways. No way around it. If you want to check the bag, it's $2 cheaper, $38. So I'm like, well, if this airline's fucked up, I'm not giving you my bag. Like, I'm going to keep it.
Yeah,
for the $2, it's worth it. So I get on the plane. The seats are tiny. I'm talking, these are the smallest seats I've ever sat in. Okay. Mm. Tiny. And then I get stuck in between two larger people, which the two of them occupied like probably, you know, I don't know, 60% of my space. So I'm like sitting,
Jesus.
I'm sitting there like with this iPad trying to watch a movie. And I'm like, and I'm just kind of doing this and I'm barely able to breathe. And I'm just like, how the fuck, like, you should be charged for another seat. Like, yes. One of you two idiots.
That's why you should just put some porn on and put your cock out and start hammering away.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
Clear some space.
You know, and then they delayed the flight for 4 hours. And I had like four gate changes while I was waiting and screwed up my whole day. And then on the way back, same shit, you know, they charged me $40. And
yeah.
I got the aisle seat this time, but then they put me next to like Spirit Airlines also. It's only old people that fly. There's like only old people on those flights. Old people. Because, well, maybe it's just
probably.
So, don't fly Spirit Airlines. So, I would get more worked up around. I'm too tired.
So I gotta get them going.
I'm
gonna
go nasty, crazy, but
it's alright.
It's all water under the bridge. I'm back.
He's back.
Whatever.
He's black.
Do not fly. Don't fly.
He's ready to attack. You can get on his ball sack.
Nice.
He's got the nick. He's got the knack.
When I take your back.
Yeah! Nice.
A little and I attack.
That's right. You got all that.
I don't know. I'm not a good guy. I'm so
excited. No, let's just kill this bitch now.
All right, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. Till next time, my name's Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffin. Make some fun.